Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome. It is the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Thursday. I am, of course, Dan Bach, and we're here to talk some daily fantasy hoops with you. If you're looking for NFL content, well, you know to find it over there in the Daily Fantasy podcast, fantasy football podcast feed. Also, I know Stevie and the Siege on their Thursday show hit up NFL for you, so I got the responsibility of talking NBA with you today. Oh no, one of my favorite things to do. So it's easy. I love it. Not bad. So we'll get to that in a moment. Thanks to Fantasy Draft, great sponsor here of this show. Remember, they're dropping their rake on their marquee tournaments to 12.5%. They are making their double ups 50-50s and thus lowering the rake down to 10%. So they're being very rake conscious over there. Head-to-head games, again, post those, grab those, absolutely free rake on those for NBA, and great value in the Carolina Millions. Make sure you jump in that. I mean, that is a spectacular live event that they're putting together, a great payout structure if you get one of those seats out to the final in North Carolina, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So, again, good value on those entries as well most weeks. I think this week's it's at $250, so I usually fire a handful into the satellites throughout the week and then maybe chase a little bit of overlay as well, but hoping to still qualify for that one. But thanks again to Fantasy Draft. Haven't made that deposit, you know what? It pays it forward a good bit. You get free content like this. You get the happy hour show. You get the early Grinders live show. They're sticking their name on that, and they're doing it so you guys can get that information for free. So pay it forward and check out their site, fantasydraft.com. Again, today we're going to mainly look at NBA. Not a huge slate for us. We only have, looks like, 5 games. So enough where I think we can get some diversity. But I think we're obviously going to have to wait on some news regarding players and who's in, who's out. And that will probably narrow the player pool potentially even more. But let's get into it. Let's get it rolling here. And we go positional here with the point guard spot. And it depends, obviously, where you're playing, of course, because salaries are a big difference between the two sites. One guy in particular where you have a huge spread between FanDuel and DraftKings is Patrick Beverley. He's 6,300 on FanDuel, but only 52 over on DraftKings. So you've got a much, much better price tag on him over on DraftKings. Same with Jerian Grant, 1,000 cheaper over there. Damian Lillard, 1,000 cheaper over there. So, you know, one guy who I think is a pretty good play on FanDuel is De'Aaron Fox going against New Orleans. This kid is really starting to play big minutes. Loved his game in college. You know, everybody was talking up Lonzo Ball, and in their head-to-head matchups, De'Aaron Fox was the winner. He was the stud. And I think he's a legit player. Like, dude has crazy speed, knows how to finish. The shot is getting better, and he's 5,700 on FanDuel. Again, we've got better value options on DraftKings because of the point guard spreads of salaries here. But on FanDuel, if you're playing there, I think you need two point guards. De'Aaron Fox is probably going to be one of my favorite options on the board today. Malcolm Delaney will come in at a pretty good price per point. And, you know, he didn't play great that last game. He was like right around 20, I think, FanDuel points. We've got him projected at about 24 today. That might be a little bit aggressive. I mean, I didn't love what I saw. I mean, he played good minutes. But this matchup versus Chicago, you got to think potentially could be a little bit better spot for him. Pretty close spread between these two teams. He's fine, but he's not as cheap as he was the other day. So I don't think he's a plug and play by any measure. In fact, you know, if you're playing on DraftKings or Fantasy Draft, Patrick Beverley is the preferred target for me. Again, you could make the argument on FanDuel where he's much more expensive. Rolling a Malcolm Delaney is not a bad option. Memphis and Dallas, you know, we've got Mike Conley here. He's one of the few kind of like fair and balanced type point guards we have. And, you know, he's going to be in for, you know, a good amount of minutes here, solid workload. You know, two of his games, he's underperformed. The other two, 34 and 42. You know, this is a slower pace game here, potentially, against Dallas. But the total is at 198. We've only got five games to choose from. And, you know, the highest we have is, what, 211 here on the slate. So I don't think this is like an avoid spot on a five-game slate. If you're looking at a 10-game slate, yeah, I'm probably not playing anybody from Memphis and Dallas, but I think we can't go into this mentality of we're completely fading this game because of pace here, because it's really not that much slower than, say, Sacramento, New Orleans, 203. We've got, 202 out in Atlanta and Chicago. So, it's not that much slower, but I think Conley's interesting, potentially on FanDuel. I don't love him in my builds on DraftKings right now, but on FanDuel, if you want to get, you know, I think feel very confident you're going to get some good output from him. I think this is a good spot for him at home against Dallas. Those point guards, maybe not the best defensive unit. They, you know, Dennis Smith Jr., he's going to play a little bit faster. And I'm fine with Mike Conley today. I think he's great in a fair and balanced lineup because I don't see it being two stars and scrubby. You know, it really paid off yesterday. Jeff Green at 3K absolutely lit it up. You know, Shabazz Muhammad, I guess, did enough in some cases. Spencer Dinwiddie. There was value galore yesterday. I don't know that we're going to see that. So you might want to stick to a fair and balanced lineup today. He definitely kind of stands out for me. Damian Lillard, great, you know, scorer. Going against Patrick Beverley, it's not my favorite matchup on the board today. Again, he's priced down a bit on DraftKings at 8,500, so he fits my build over there more so than on FanDuel. As for Kyrie Irving, we haven't had a really super aggressive scoring game from him, and it's kind of surprising, especially with Gordon Hayward out. I think we all thought we would get, you know, bigger totals than we've gotten from him. 34 fantasy points, 36, 32, and then 48 in that opener against Cleveland. You know, this game here for Boston against Milwaukee on the road, not usually the spot that you're really playing point guards. Now, Brogdon, we're not sure of his status. Delly, I guess he's an annoying defender. I wouldn't really call him good per se, but you're also got a guy in Kyrie Irving who's probably played against him a ton in practice and probably is not going to walk into that matchup without much confidence. I think he's going to be fine. So I think Kyrie's an interesting tournament option today. I don't think I'm going there in cash games. Obviously, running him and Giannis together would be great, but the salary cap, I don't know if it lends that to being, you know, the best kind of cash game play today. So I'm all right with him, but he is he's not a core play for my cash games for today. Other value, potentially, if you wanted to take a shot at Jameer Nelson, you could. He played like 30 minutes in this last game, and that's kind of encouraging to see him on the floor that much. Took 9 shots, 2 boards, 2 assists, no steals, no blocks. You know, only 13 fantasy points when it was all said and done in 30 minutes. I don't think we can have a huge expectation for him, but if you need a cheap option to stack up some big guys, there's a guy for you. But it's probably like FanDuel, De'Aaron Fox, and maybe a Mike Conley for me. Look at a Pat Beverley over on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. Give them a little bit more upside there. All right, let's move on to shooting guard. And Kent Bazemore is a guy I really liked last game, and it worked out well. I think that too many people were sleeping on him being the scorer with Dennis Schroeder being out, and he took 17 shot attempts, had 10 free throws. You know, the boards and assists were right on par with what you'd come to expect and gave you 35 FanDuel points. Now, his salary was at 4,800 then. It's up to 57 now. So I don't think it's like a deal on him on FanDuel. I think he's priced right. But, you know, you look at other shooting guards, where else are we going kind of in this middle tier that we feel like we've got that much comfort in? And I'm not really seeing it out there. So I'm fine with Kent Bazemore here against Chicago and expect him to probably get around 30. We've got him projected right at 30. I think that's the right number. Bellinelli, he's the cheaper of the two. Some people thought he was going to get the uptick. He's played pretty well so far this season, but only took 9 shots, his lowest shot total that we've had this season. So I don't know if he, again, he's not like Bazemore, who I think can go in and create shots. He's more of a rely on a guy like Schroeder to penetrate, kick out, and then Bellinelli gets the open shot. So I don't see me chasing that one too much. Probably fine in your tournament pools, you know, player pools, but certainly not a guy that I'm focusing in on cash games today. Justin Holiday at 6,700 against Atlanta. That's not a particularly friendly price tag for us today, but, you know, he played really well in that game against Cleveland. And, you know, it's probably, like, hard for us and maybe me to look at him and be like, okay, I'm ready to play 67 for Justin Holiday, but 17, 18, 16 shots each of the last 3 games. Doesn't fill up a lot of the other categories, but he's had a steal in every game and a block in 2 of 3 games, so that's helpful. On DraftKings, I'm probably more apt to give him a little bit more of a look there at 6K as opposed to the 6,700 number on FanDuel. 1,000 more will get you CJ McCollum, who is, you know, pretty surefire guy, I think, to get you 30 to 35 fantasy points today. And we've got him projected at right around 35 today. But it's, again, you got to pay an extra $1,000. Can we find it on this slate? I'm not sure we can. Chris Middleton, you know, I kind of liked him last game. I thought maybe he would handle the ball a bit more with Malcolm Brogdon out. And he had his best game of the season, or close to it, at 20 real-life points, 6 boards, 3 assists, played 34 minutes in that game against Charlotte. I'm fine going back there. Definitely a better play on DraftKings. You're saving $800 off of the FanDuel salary. And I know not all things are equal, but I think that on DraftKings, you know, I'll take that savings that I get on him. On FanDuel, an interesting play is Buddy Hield at 5,100. Probably like him better than Lou Williams, I think, on FanDuel. Again, DraftKings, you're not getting any really discount on him, but this guy's been jacking up some shots, and New Orleans is not a good defensive team at all. So 15, 10, 11, 17, those are the shot totals that he's had every game this season. Free throws, you know, he doesn't really penetrate a ton. And we did have 5 steals for him last game, which was a really outlier of a performance for you. But, you know, I think what we, I'd say 28. Let's see, we're at 21. So, you know, I think our projection's probably too low on him. Maybe 28 is too high, but I think Buddy Hield, a fine spot versus this New Orleans defense, which just is not good in my eyes. Okay, moving on to small forward. And, you know, we've got Giannis here. Big price tag on him, 12-4 on FanDuel, 12K on DraftKings, and this guy's been everything and more. 60 FanDuel points a night, and there's no reason for you to think it's not going to happen. But again, it's all about roster construction. Does it make sense on a day like today to spend up that much on him? And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, position scarcity. And, you know, we look over on FanDuel in particular, where you need to roster 2 small forwards, and there's not a lot to love. I mean, I'm on Gallinari and Jaylen Brown right now. I think Gallo is fine at 6,600. Like, looking at the minutes that he's played, you know, this matchup, I don't really have a problem with at all against Portland. Kind of an up-tempo game. It is on the road, but the shots are there. He does enough in the ancillary categories to get you what you want. You know, we've got him at 28. I think 30 is a fair projection for him today. And, you know, I love the price tag at 6,600. It's going to allow me to spend up somewhere else. So I like him. And then Jaylen Brown is just playing a pile of minutes and, you know, does kind of worry you. Is he going to be matched up against Giannis? Is there foul trouble potentials here? But, you know, I think it's a risk I'm willing to take on him in this game just because he's on the floor so much. doesn't look like Marcus Smart is going to play. So, those are what I've got plugged in on FanDuel right now. Few other names to talk about here. Evan Turner against the Clippers at just 5K over there on DraftKings, 56 on FanDuel. He's been playing really solid minutes and producing with that second team. Still not a starter, but you know, a guy who fills up that box score, and it's a good enough matchup for me to put him into consideration. You've got safety there in Harrison Barnes because, you know, he's basically, you know what you're going to get from him nightly. He's actually done more on the rebounding assist numbers than I think I'd normally expect from him. The shot hasn't really been falling. 4 for 13, 6 for 15, 5 for 17, 8 for 18, 3 for 13. You know, eventually that's going to turn. And when it does, you're going to get some pretty solid fantasy days for him. His salary is at a low right now. Started at $6,400 at the beginning of the year, down to $5,900 over on FanDuel. DraftKings started at $57, is now down to $51. So again, I wouldn't be scared by the matchup. You know, price per dollar, he's probably going to come in. And I think, you know, he's definitely has some upside here as well. So Barnes in play. Taurean Prince again against Chicago. You know, FanDuel, he's cheaper than he is on DraftKings, believe it or not. And he's a guy who played really well the entire season, but especially this last game, got more aggressive scoring. I think had a season high 20 points, 14 shot attempts with Dennis Schroeder out. And another guy who, you know, loved that 36 minutes against Miami, was a huge uptick from the 22, 29, and 25 we saw before. So Taurean Prince, put him in your player pool. All right, let's get to power forward. And the big question is, what do we do with Anthony Davis? Is he going to play today? And, you know, obviously my first thought process was, why would I play Anthony Davis? You know, just got hurt. We know there's always risk of injury. But then you look at, like, the player pool, and it's like, ooh, power forward is not nice at all. I mean, we've got Blake Griffin at under 10K on FanDuel, 95 over there on DraftKings. And, you know, I think Blake Griffin against Portland is going to be absolutely fine here. It's not a smash spot, but, you know, he just has such heavy usage. And, yeah, I love him. He's fine. He's safe. And then you look at where else are you going, though? And that's the problem that I've got, is there's nothing that's exciting me here. Do I want to play Zebo potentially against Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins? Not really. But he seems seemingly like the best option at 4,500. Lauri Markkanen, he played really well in that first half against Cleveland and then kind of fell by the wayside and in that second half. And, you know, I don't know if the hot shooting is going to last all that long. So he's at 6,500, 5,900 on DraftKings. I'm not sold on it. Scal Labissiere, he's kind of interesting, but because the minutes have still stayed consistent, especially on FanDuel where you get those block numbers. But I don't think this is a phenomenal matchup for him. I mean, if he's got to guard Boogie Cousins, good luck. That's not going to end well. So I really, really think there's a chance that Anthony Davis could actually make my lineups if he's healthy, just based on position scarcity, because power forward is awfully, awfully scarce, especially on FanDuel where you have to roster two. Different story on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft where you have flexibility. And this is the big difference because, you know, we've got a situation here where Boogie Cousins is going back to Sacramento where he played most of his career. This is an absolute smash spot. Typically, now the pace of the Sacramento is slow, slowest in the league, I believe, but he's going to show up. He's going to want to put a performance on here. But the problem is, it's like 11-8 for my center spot today, and I got one of them on FanDuel. I don't see me doing it. On Fantasy Draft, you've got more flexibility. On DraftKings, you got flexibility to move these guys around. But on FanDuel, you're rostering one. He's not going to be my guy, I think, at that price tag. The guy I'm looking at, and it makes me sick here because I don't like him very much, is Al Horford against Milwaukee. I mean, he's going to be getting Thon Maker defense. And, you know, he's been playing well the last couple of games. 37, 31, 39. That's really consistent fantasy output. And, you know, that was a blowout versus the Knicks. Didn't play a full complement of minutes and still put up big numbers. So He does enough, you know, in all the categories too. Will block the shots. He's a pretty good passer for his size in his role in the offense. And I just like the price on him here today. 7,400 on FanDuel and 68, I believe, on DraftKings. That's really a nice price on a guy that's going to be playing 30-plus minutes and can give you 30, potentially 40 fantasy points tonight. So he's probably my top target. Nurkic, you know what? He's going to have a good game, but eventually. But I don't know. I mean, I guess he had one against Milwaukee before. Maybe more reason to look to Al Horford there too. But my big concern here is minutes for him. You know, he always has the potential for foul trouble. He, you know, is a big dude. He does. It's hard to see him playing, you know, mid-30s minutes all that often. So I'm probably passing on him today. Let's see, 6,200 on DraftKings is awfully tempting. You know, same on Fantasy Draft at 14.5. Those are tempting salaries for me. On FanDuel on a single center site, no way. I'm not going to do it here tonight. All right, that is the quickie outlook. Again, told you it was going to be a quick one. Only four games for us. Tomorrow, Mangone, he's going to do the Friday podcast moving forward because I'm a believer in karma. And last week, Mangone did the Friday podcast and won like 15, 20,000 or something. And you know, it gave some awesome information. I had a great winning night as well. So I'm going to let Mangone handle Fridays moving forward. I'll take care of you Monday through Thursdays. And, of course, he's back on Saturday with the Weekend Grind. Thank you so much for listening and downloading. Thank you to Fantasy Draft. I'm serious about this, guys. Play over there. If you're looking for the best value of your entries, you're going to find them over there at Fantasy Draft. And, again, they are really moving forward this free content we still provide here at Roto Grinders, and we thank them for that. So pay it forward to the guys over there. And Carolina Million this weekend. Jump in that tournament as well. Satellites in the lobby. $5. Take a shot. Maybe get a $250 ticket. Parlay that into a trip to North Carolina, and it's going to be an awesome experience. So I'm out of here. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. I'll be back, obviously, on XM over the next couple days and back on the podcast on Monday. Thanks for listening, downloading. Talk to you next time. Good luck and see you.